Welcome to show number 64 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by sportscardradio.com. What is happening, everybody? Hopefully everyone is doing good out there. It's another beautiful day here in California, although it was raining yesterday. As typical, the sun is shining the following day, so can't get too down on the weather, and we definitely can't get too down on sports card releases because there sure are a lot of things to talk about. We've got four products that we're going to be talking about today. 2010 Absolute Memorabilia Football, and many of our fan forum members have gotten in on our Absolute Football. We're actually be busting a box of this. We're going to pick four winners. We've got over 40 people entered right now, so you actually have maybe a 10% chance, maybe slightly less, once it all fills up. Get one pack out of a box, and that we got straight from Panini, so we want to give a huge shout out to that company, and they have showed us some support, and we definitely want to show them some support as well, especially sending us a box of Absolute Memorabilia Football. I'm not exactly sure how much that sells for, but I know it's a hit per pack, and there's some really nice stuff in there. So to get a full box of that, it's like $120, $130 box. It might be even more expensive than that. So that's really, really nice of them to do that. So we really appreciate it. And definitely, I don't tell you how to spend your money, but companies that send me $130, $140 boxes will definitely be on my high list, at least for a short period of time, till they make me mad. Nah, none of them make me mad, and I don't think any opening a box of Absolute Memorabilia Football for anybody should make you mad, but we'll definitely be opening some packs and hopefully be making some fan forum members happy. Probably have more on that on our next show, the results and things like that. 2010 Donruss Elite Extra Edition Baseball. This might be the last one in the series. I think this has been going on for maybe 3 or 4 years, maybe a little bit longer than that. But you always see some nice prospect cards in here, sometimes some first-time autographs and things like that. And this year I see that there were Pamela Anderson autographs, so I'm not exactly sure her ties to Elite Extra Edition Baseball, but there are some nice autographs and things like that. That has already came out. Same with Absolute Memorabilia Football. We'll be talking about Panini Certified Hockey, which comes out this week as well. You can tell Panini sent me a box of cards. I planned this show before they sent me a box of cards, and it just happened to, or maybe they saw it and they saw that on show number 64 I was going to talk about three Panini products. So I promise you, if you look the date on this, I got it before. I forget when I got that, but I actually got the box maybe a couple days ago, but I didn't actually get it delivered to my place until maybe Sunday. I can't remember. But Certified Hockey comes out, and I can't tell you much about the players in there. I am going to do some research. That'll be probably our third or fourth product that we'll talk about. And I'll do some research there, try to figure out if there's any rookies in there. It could be that there's some hot hockey rookies. And I remember buying boxes of 03. I sure wish I still had them. I think it was 03-04 hockey, which had Sidney Crosby and Alexander Ovechkin. And I remember buying SP Authentic hockey, only a couple boxes on presale. I think another product, maybe just straight, I think it was Ultra Hockey. I can't remember. But I remember I was selling boxes a lot there because LeBron James and basketball was really hot at the time. And football was still doing really well at the time, too. But I remember doing some hockey and actually opening one of the boxes trying to hit. So people do that, you know, if it's a hot rookie class. So I'll see if Certified Hockey, if anything in there is really, you know, in terms of the rookie cards and stuff like that, if there's anything really super exciting to chase after there. So we'll talk about Certified Hockey. I didn't put it on our fan forum prep, but I want to talk about Topps Updates and Highlights Baseball. I was going to do another show, but since this one kind of does a nice little capper on the week with Certified Hockey, Updates and Highlights Baseball, there's more coming out this week. There's a lot of stuff coming out this week, and we'll get to the rest probably either later in the week or next week. So I wanted to get to Topps Updates and Highlights Baseball. We'll talk about that. That's kind of an interesting product. Might actually be kind of nice by the I think the Jumbos have an autograph and two memorabilia cards Might be kind of a nice break by that. So we'll talk about Topps baseball. So we'll slip two baseballs in there. We got a hockey and a football. Sorry, basketball, but there'll be plenty of that to talk about in the future. We've got our coin toss, and we've got some fan forum members already chiming in. And I'll prep that later, but we've got a coin toss. We've got four questions here, and pretty much all related to cards, except for maybe the first one. So we'll talk about the coin toss, but, you know, that's what we're going to be talking about today on the show. I've been sitting in the back and relaxing, watching baseball. It's been really exciting having the Giants in the playoffs. It's been, I think, 8 or 9 years since they've made a playoff, since they've been in the playoffs and made a run. I think the last time they were in the playoffs, I think it was 2002 or 2003, something like that. So it's been a long time. Typically around this time, I'm watching the Bengals, waiting week to week for that, and waiting for basketball season. But it's nice to have the Giants in there on the playoff games. They're starting to stretch out now, but I think they're coming back to San Francisco. It's tied 1-1 in that series, and I'm pretty sure, not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it's tied 1-1 in the other series. So it's going to be really exciting to see which teams end up making it. I really, it's not like I'm going to be bummed out if the Giants don't make it to the World Series, but it sure would be exciting to see them play. And I certainly would like to, nothing against the Texas Rangers, but I know a whole lot more Yankees players than I do Rangers players, although I am familiar with quite a few Ranger players. And I would become more familiar with them if they happen to match up in the World Series. But if the Giants don't make it, I can't see myself watching the World Series. Maybe I'll catch the scores and things like that, but I wouldn't watch pitch by pitch. But if the Giants make the World Series, it's going to be really exciting. So I've been watching those games. The Bengals were on the bye week, so I was able to watch the Red Zone channel. I know a lot of people really like that channel, but I can't stand it when there's a Bengal game on. That's the only game I want to watch. I'll sit through the commercials. I don't really care. I'll have my fantasy stats up. But it was cool without the Bengals on. I was able to bounce around through the Eagles game. The Eagles played really well against Atlanta. And a key injury there that I wanted to maybe mention, and I'm glad I remember it, is one of the Eagles receivers. I have him on my fantasy team, and his name is slipping. DeSean Jackson. I have DeSean Jackson. I have LeSean McCoy, and I have Jeremy Maclin. I had Kevin Cobb for a while. I ended up cutting him, which might have been a good move. Unfortunately, I don't have him anymore because it looks like he's playing well. But DeSean Jackson got hurt, and that kind of sucks for me. I think he had a concussion. I think he'll be okay. I don't think it's anything too serious. It'll probably keep him out a few weeks. But Jeremy Maclin, who I think was a rookie last year, I actually put his, if you're interested in finding all his rookies, I put his football rookie checklist up on our website, sportscardradio.com. If you find just the latest articles, if you're listening to this right when it comes out, or you can just find the football rookie checklist there right on the homepage, and you'll find Jeremy Maclin in there. And he's actually having a really good season. If you look at his stats, he played really well with Michael Vick. He's returned some kicks. I don't think he's not going to do that anymore because they're thin at wide receiver. But now he's going to be moved into that primetime slot, and he had a great game before and after Jackson got hurt. So we'll see what happens, but I think he's having a great season. I haven't started him every week, and obviously I know this because I have him on my fantasy team, but I haven't been starting him, but it's like he gets a touchdown almost every week, so, and a lot of yards occasionally. So some big plays. We'll see what happens. I know DeSean Jackson was drawing a lot of the coverage, so now that he's not there and they have to slip in another guy that's not as experienced, maybe he draws more double teams or like the top corner on the other team. So we'll see how Jeremy Maclin progresses over these couple of weeks when DeSean Jackson's not there. But if he really shines and keeps scoring touchdowns, you know, part of it's the quarterback, part of it's who they're playing and et cetera. But that's a guy you might want to look out for. I don't think his rookie cards are particularly cheap, but Jeremy Maclin is not a guy usually that pops up on everybody's mind when we think of the top young wide receivers, I should say, in the game. And he might be with the kind of numbers he's putting up. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to take a very quick drink of water there. Sorry about the dead air. I've actually had a cold. I actually meant to maybe say that in the beginning, that I was going to have to take a drink of water halfway through segment. So you might experience that. I'll try not to do it as much. But I had a cold last week, And it only lasted for a couple days. And part of it was because I'm not a doctor and I'm not trying to give out medical advice here, but I didn't take any medicine. You know, a lot of times I've gotten sick and had a headache and, you know, I've taken medicine. You feel better, but then the medicine wears off. You got to take more medicine. Well, I decided this time, I had a roommate one time and she was like big into science and was really smart and stuff. But whenever she got sick, she never took medicine. And I always found that fascinating that someone that was that knowledgeable about science and a lot of times you think of science, you think medicine. And she refused to really take a lot of medicine. So I thought that was interesting, tried more natural methods to relieve headaches and colds and things like that. And then a couple years later, I had a class where kind of had a similar teacher where she was kind of preaching the same thing. When you had a cold, you know, you should get out and actually exercise, get out in the sun and let the sun shine on you. So I was kind of thinking to myself, well, you know, instead of spending the whatever $9.99 on a box of medicine, I bought some orange juice. Got out and exercised, sweated. You know, luckily it was actually kind of hot that week or those couple days. And honestly, I felt great. I felt great in like 2 days. I felt great. I still have a little stuffiness and a sore throat, stuff like that, but no medicine. I feel great. So definitely something that I'll probably try to practice in the future. Obviously, when you have far more serious medical conditions, things like that, sometimes the natural methods don't always work. But for colds and headaches and things like that, I'm going to try to experiment with trying to alleviate things, you know, just by seeing what you do in your life. Sometimes it's your diet. Sometimes it's you know, not drinking enough water and things like that. So I'm going to keep an eye on those things, try to stay healthy, making a pre-2011 resolution maybe to do that. We'll see if I can hold to it. And we'll see if the rest of this show goes well. I don't know if I have a whole lot more to talk about other than, you know, I'm really excited about the Giants, excited about football, even though the Bengals haven't been doing as well record-wise. I think people are, like, really tripping. They're saying we got to win out. I was looking at the records in the AFC. I think it's going to be far more competitive. I don't think you have to go, you know, 12-4 is typically that magic number in the AFC in the past where it was like that was almost for sure. 13-3 is definitely pretty much for sure, but there was some years where there was a lot of teams that had some really good records. I think I remember growing up as a kid and several years where 8-8 going into the last week of the season, if you're like 7-7 or something, or 7-8, you actually had a chance to make the playoffs. And I'm not sure if that'll play out this season, but some of the top teams have been losing and haven't been, you know, the Colts typically go like 12-0 and they haven't been doing that. So we'll see what happens, but I think it's a wide open still in the NFL, and that's good to see. Still a couple weeks in, you can still get your stuff together and see if you can draw up some new plays and things of that nature. So I think everybody, but kind of the teams that haven't showed any promise at all, still have a chance. And there are some surprise teams this year. I think Kansas City may not be surprising to their fans, but definitely people on the outside are definitely surprised to see that they're having quite a bit of success. They're playing very good team ball and things like that. So there's a couple other teams. Seattle, I think, been playing fairly well. I think Denver has been hanging in games and things like that. So we'll see what happens going. Even Cleveland, I think. That Peyton Hillis, that running back, that guy is like Jerome Bettis, you know, in 2010 model. So they've even got some promise. So we'll see what happens going forward. After this short break, we'll come right back and talk a little bit about 2010 Panini Absolute Memorabilia Football right after this.
Even though the moment passed me by, I still can't turn away. Cause all the dreams you never thought you'd lose get tossed along the way. Letters that you never meant to send get lost and thrown away. Now we're grown up orphans that never knew their names. We don't belong to no one, that's a shame. You could hide beside me, maybe for a while, and I won't tell no one your name, and I won't tell them your name.
And we are back. Time to talk a little bit about Panini Absolute Memorabilia Football. Like I said in the first segment, I'm very excited to see what we get in our box. We'll be opening up that shortly, probably later today. Per box, you're supposed to get one autographed rookie or veteran card, serial number to $2.99 or less. So one autographed rookie or veteran. And you're going to get one rookie NFL die-cut material autograph number to $2.99 or less. So there's a rookie. And you're supposed to get two memorabilia cards numbered to $100 or less. And you get two rookie cards, just straight rookie cards, and two other insert cards and parallel cards, along with some base cards. So pretty interesting set. Obviously, there's only four packs per box. The SRP is $40 per pack. So a full box of four packs is, I guess, about $160, $150, somewhere in that range. So pretty expensive stuff. Supposed to get some nice hits in here. In terms of the autograph rookies, there's a selection of just autograph rookies, and these aren't the like super familiar names, although sometimes you find some guys in here that end up emerging later in the season or doing some things later in their career. But Aaron Hernandez is mixed in there, Tony Pike, John Skelton, along with many, many other guys. So you never know with some of these lower end picks. Sometimes it takes them a little while to get accustomed to the NFL. So that's cool that it's actually a pretty nice, about 100 cards there, about 100 rookies that you sometimes don't find in every set. Then the big boys, I think you get one of these per box. They're numbered to $2.99 or less. For short, they're usually RPM, but it's the Rookie Prime Materials, and it's the familiar, it's usually like NFL or some other thing they spell out, but I think it's usually NFL, and they have usually three pieces. Sometimes it's like a football and a jersey, but the one I have here pictured of Sam Bradford looks like it's all a jersey. I guess we'll find out. Hopefully we see a Sam Bradford. But these are autographed, numbered to $2.99 or less. You have Sam Bradford in here, Tim Tebow, Dez Bryant, Javad Best, Ryan Matthews, CJ Spiller's in here, my boy Jermaine Gresham. So lots of good players in there, so you never know what you might find with that. But I think I've seen the Sam Bradfords. This I didn't actually go check, but I think the Sam Bradfords sell for right around $100, maybe less than that. I'm not 100% sure. I think I saw it buy it now one time go for like $100. I was like, that might be a decent price. I actually got to see a little bit of Sam Bradford play. He actually did look pretty good. I've been hearing that he looks good. He made some mistakes, some rookie mistakes, but he definitely does look good. Definitely looks confident in the pocket compared to some of the other rookie quarterbacks. I've seen a little bit of Colt McCoy against the Steelers and Jimmy Clausen. Those two will be tossed up in our coin toss segment later on in today's show. But I saw them. They looked kind of nervous at times. And I know Sam Bradford probably does. I didn't see all his snaps or anything like that, but he definitely did look confident. So I could see why people are collecting his cards. I know Tim Tebow scored a touchdown and got some playing time last Sunday. I'm not exactly sure the extent of it all, but Tim Tebow is playing, and he's making an impact for the Denver Broncos, making an impact in the NFL. So that might do some things for his card. I know Dez Bryant also caught a touchdown. Jermaine Gresham has two touchdowns. That's a tight end. He will have lots of cards and lots of autographs, but I think he has a bright future, as you already know. And the running backs are hanging in there. I don't think there's really like that superstar breakout running back we thought we might have from either CJ Spiller, Best, or Matthews. I think we thought maybe we'd have one of those guys really, really break out and have a nice season, but they're all doing okay. At least they hung on to their positions and they're getting some playing time, and you never know. Late in season, sometimes coaches go for the fresh legs and the young legs over the tired veteran legs. But there's a mix of veterans in here, which makes this set kind of interesting. There's some guys that are retired, and there's obviously veteran players like Aaron Rodgers and all the, you know, players that we're familiar with in the NFL. In terms of some of the retired players, I see John Elway in here, Art Monk, Roger Craig is in here if you're a 49er fan. Tom Rathman is in here, another 49er guy. Joe Montana, we might as well go through them all. Cowboy fans will recognize Ed Too Tall Jones, Deion Sanders, Boomer Esiason, and Bo Jackson is in here. I notice a lot of people pay good money for Bo Jackson stuff. He's an incredible athlete and was really, really big. If you're young, you probably don't realize how big maybe Bo Jackson was because he doesn't necessarily have the stats to be really high up on any kind of rankings and stuff like that. But I mean, who plays two sports anymore? That's one thing that really went by the wayside. When I was a kid, you had Deion doing it. There was another guy that played for the Falcons. There was several guys that tried to do it and then ended up picking one sport. Nobody does it anymore. So I don't know if you can't do it anymore because the competition to be a professional athlete is even that much greater because the money and the notoriety to become an athlete is even that much more known by people growing up these days, and you have foreign people coming in from other countries. I don't mean to make that sound like a bad thing, but you have other countries now, you know, being able to send players into the NFL and the NBA and the MLB. I think we've seen it in all the sports. So that's cool. That kind of part, that might mean why we don't have a Deion Sanders or a Bo Jackson these days. But I can imagine if somebody like that will come along again, and somebody like that will be a tremendous superstar in the card world and probably the, you know, whatever sport they decide to play. Usually baseball and football, I guess, work the best. So it'll be interesting to see if something like that ever happens again. But when I was a kid, Bo Jackson was right up there with Michael Jordan for maybe a season or two. He was extremely popular, had lots of commercials, and his cards were worth a decent amount of money. And I can imagine if they had autograph cards in those days, they would, maybe that's why people pay a lot for his autographs, because he was well before the time when autographs were inserted in every pack and things like that. So, but you see players like that. Tools of the Trade is a set that I remember collecting when I was a kid out of Absolute Football. I think it was Donruss Absolute Memorabilia Football or something like that. I remember collecting those. Tools of the Trade often had, I remember seeing someone pull a Joe Montana, actually. This is when I was probably only like 16 or 17 year old. I saw a guy pull a Joe Montana that had like a piece of his shoelace on there, had a dirty jersey, and then like a piece of his shoe on there. So it was an incredible pull. At the time, I think it was worth a few hundred dollars, to show you how much game use stuff has, I don't know if you can call it go down in price, because supply will, influx of supply will naturally make any price go down. We've seen it with iPhones and computers and all kinds of things. You know, the more supply, more plentiful it is, price is always going to go down. It doesn't matter what's on it. We've seen that with cards, but it doesn't make them any less collectible. You can debate on the value, but collectible is definitely still there. You see lots of veterans in here, which is kind of cool. See some guys like Curtis Martin in here. He's slipping in there. I guess he's still playing. I don't know. But Bart Starr is in here. Steven Jackson. So it's nice to see Ricky Williams is in here. Derek Thomas. I don't know if that's the Derek Thomas I'm thinking of. Warren Moon is in here. Matthew Stafford, second year. Troy Aikman. So you see kind of a mix of guys in there. So Darren McFadden, he's actually, I think he'd been hampered a little bit by injury, but he was playing really well right in early in the season. Absolute Patches. There's a Tom Brady picture on here with like the head of like the Patriot. So there's some big jumbo patches in here, and I think there's another set in here that has some, actually they all have some parallels and things like that, that might have some larger patches and prime patches and things like that. There's quads and all kinds of stuff, so we'll see what we pull on the next podcast. I'll definitely, hopefully we pull something huge and we're able to reward one of our loyal listeners and fan forum members with something nice. We'll see what happens. even anything, you know, even just getting a rookie card, you never know how some of these guys might turn out. It's still really, really early in the season and in their career. It's nice to see a mix of veterans in here, too. I forgot that this set was kind of a nice mix of veterans, retired players, and rookies. So it's kind of that complete set. Boxes are fairly expensive, definitely out of my price range if I was, you know, buying boxes myself. But definitely plenty to look for on the single card market, or if you're looking to put together 2010 team sets and things like that, obviously you're looking for these kind of cards. It's a 100-card base set, and keep it in mind, since there's only 4 packs per box, I don't think you get that many base cards. Maybe only 1 or 2 per pack. I don't exactly know for sure right now, it means you don't get that many base cards. So the base cards are somewhat collectible, I guess, and might be somewhat hard to track down, at least all of them. I'm sure if you go, I've been seeing people actually pre-sell like master sets, not of stuff like Absolute Football, but of like Topps baseball products, where they know they're going to bust 8, 10, 15 cases, and the odds are that you're going to complete some sets. So people will like pre-sell master cases of stuff. So I found that fairly interesting. Excuse me, my throat's a little dry right there. But I found that kind of interesting. So I'm sure you can find Absolute Memorabilia sets. I'm not exactly sure if, you know, buying sets like that is as popular in football as it seems to be in buying master sets and buying the whole base set and things like that right when a product comes out. Might be fairly popular in football. I'm not 100% sure. But fans tend to be maybe a little bit more polarized in football, where they like a certain team or a certain player or, you know, a certain league or whatever. I'm not exactly sure. For me, I'm only going to buy Bengals single cards. So buying a whole set where I'm getting, you know, TJ Hushmanzada, former Bengal cards, and Ben Roethlisberger's and things like that. Players I have respect for but have no interest in having their cards. I'm not exactly sure if that really crosses over into football or not, but plenty here to keep an eye on. So we'll see what happens in our box break, and we'll definitely be reporting on that. And good luck to all of you that are entered, and we'll definitely be opening that up and having the videos, scans of the cards, the whole works coming up this week. So you have that to look forward to on sportscardradio.com. Well, after this next segment, I'm going to come right back with a Donruss Elite Baseball, Donruss Elite Extra Edition Baseball. Interesting set, big prospects. If you're into prospecting and stuff like that, you're probably already familiar, and you've probably already bought packs or bought the single cards already. But for those that that haven't collected it, or maybe we'll be able to throw something new in there if you already know about it. I'm sure you guys already know about it, since it's been out on the market for maybe 2 weeks, maybe not quite that long. I'm not 100% sure. Might have been out since early this month, so, but we'll talk about it. We'll see what's in there, and we'll have that for you coming up after
Card Collectors
this.
World is a forum where you can buy, sell, trade, and discuss sports, non-sports cards, comics, games, toys, and more. Like to win free stuff? Of course you do. We have contests with loads of free prizes, card drafts, group breaks, and more. It is 100% free to join. Come check us out at cardcollectorsworld.com.
And we are back. Time to talk some baseball, right in the heart of the playoff race. If your team is not in it, I guess you don't care about baseball. So we might as well talk about some prospects. Some of these guys might be making some noise over the winter and things like that. I don't think prospectors ever go to sleep. In fact, I think sometimes they outthink each other, and sometimes they think during the winter you can buy prospects on the cheap, whereas sometimes the prices are actually more expensive there than if they end up spending the season in the minors. Sometimes that disappoints collectors during the season, or you have guys like Steven Strasburg and Jason Hayward and Buster Posey like busting bankrolls of collectors because their cards are really expensive. So sometimes off-season is good to at least review things and kind of go over what prospects have a shot in the next year. You definitely want to be, if you're buying prospects in the winter, I think you want to be taking shots on prospects that are going to be coming up that very next season. I think you might as well wait. I don't know. This is obviously in general. You can't say this for every prospect, but really, if you're going to be taking shots in the winter, I think you want to have that money. That money might not get returned until this time next year when the guy's in the playoffs and doing something like Buster Posey. So it'd be nice to keep a keen eye on that. Obviously, it's kind of tough. Sometimes you have to keep an eye on the grindstone, but if the guy's on your favorite team and things like that, it makes it a lot easier. But in terms of Donruss Elite Extra Edition Baseball, came out, at least what I have here, October 6th. You get 20 packs per box, and there's 5 cards per pack. Get 6 autographs per box. So that's pretty cool, out of 20 packs. So even maybe buy the pack. I have the hobby SRP at around $5 per pack. Not too bad. And there's 4 hot boxes per 20 box case. So that's 4 and 20. So that's actually pretty neat. That have an average of 10 autographs per box. So that's 1 every 2 packs. So if you're lucky and you go to a hobby store and you pick up a couple packs and it's out of a hot box, you're definitely probably going to get a couple autographs. So that's pretty cool. I love hot boxes. If you listen to this show, I love manufacturers that throw in the hot boxes. That's very interesting. I think you could do even more with those kind of things, with little special things when people open boxes. Special box loaders, unannounced, that are only in certain boxes, all kinds of stuff. I think you could throw a piece of the guy's jersey. We'll be talking probably about just autographed jersey, not to get off topic too much here, but just autographed jerseys where you get the box and you get a whole jersey signed by the guy. I think you could maybe try to do something like that. I'm not 100% sure if you could pull something like that off, but something of that nature would be kind of nice to see. There are 35 Pamela Anderson on-card autographs in here, so maybe Pamela is a big college donor. I'm not exactly sure, but this is mainly like a college baseball kind of up-and-coming prospect baseball set, so that's the reason why I say that. But kind of interesting. And my brother notes here that many of Jordan Swaggerty autographs have the signature of NBA legend Magic Johnson by mistake. Panini will redeem the card for a Swaggerty autograph if you want to. So that's an interesting trade-off. If you ask me, I'll take the Magic Johnson in the Jordan Swaggerty card. So that's very interesting. I didn't know that, so I think my brother added that here. So that's kind of interesting. You may not have known that if you had opened boxes. So that's kind of interesting. You might want to go back. If you have a Jordan Swaggerty autograph, you might want to check to see if it's Magic Johnson by mistake. So those kind of things, it's obviously a company might be like, man, that's a big goof. I can't believe that happened. But in the end, that's actually kind of interesting. You might have people trying to, I'm sure people are paying decent money for that because you have maybe possibly Swaggerty fans that are trying to get kind of a rare variation of his card, and you obviously have a bazillion Laker fans and Magic Johnson fans that might want to. Actually, I would be pretty. That would actually be pretty cool. I was actually thinking about getting a Magic Johnson autograph. I think I would have to pay too much for that. But it's a small base set, 100 cards. Pamela Anderson's in there, along with a mix of other prospects. Many of I don't recognize. There's an autographs. Really, that's what everybody's going after. The autographs are actually pretty nice. My brother put up some reported sales here. A James Tallien card number 30 out of $6.99 sold for $51. A Manny Machado out of card number 132. It's a redemption, sold for $54.50, and a Jonathan Singleton number 140 red, which was serial numbered out of 50, sold for $77. So there are some people paying some decent money. Cito Culver is another guy in here. Deck McGuire, Jonathan Singleton, as mentioned, Anthony Rowando. I'm not sure how to say his name. Obviously, I'm reading these off the list. I'm trying to act like I know who these guys are and how I'm up on this, but obviously I'm reading that. I can't pull that off. I'm not that slick. This is not satellite radio or anything like that, although iTunes is looking pretty slick these days. Private signings is pretty cool. You see Cal Ripken Jr. in there, Duke Snyder, Bob Feller, so there's some like older-time baseball players in here. Dennis Eckersley is in here. I see Cito Culver again in here. I think that's how you say his name. Josh Sale. So some interesting mix of prospects and some guys that I recognize, like Cal Ripken Jr. and Bob Feller. So Tom Seaver is in there. I know a guy emailed me about a Tom Seaver autograph in 2010 product, so I might have to email him back. It looks like he's in that private signing sets. Those are very rare, but those are very nice cards. They actually remind me of Sweet Spot autographs. It has like the baseball, and it looks like the guy signs on the baseball. Reminds me of those old Upper Deck Sweet Spot. There's Back to the Future, where you have Tom Seaver, as mentioned, Bob Gibson. There's a handful of other older baseball players in here, older retired baseball players and things like that in here. And so that's pretty interesting. And Jordan Swaggerty is here. Many of the Jordan Swaggerty autographs have the signature of NBA legend Magic Johnson. And that's... it looks like the collegiate patches set, but maybe he has a autograph on card as well. I'm not exactly sure, or an autograph rookie card as well that they actually put the sticker on. So I'm not 100% sure there. I'm sure if you check online and check around the forums and stuff, people have those floating out there by now. But that's kind of an interesting set. Elite always is kind of interesting. The Magic Johnson kind of makes this set interesting. There's more than 30 on-card autographs, which is kind of a change, I think, for this set. There's hot boxes. But this set in the past has been somewhat controversial, I think, because the use of college players and things like that before they really even have hit the pros in most cases. So I think Upper Deck has now the college license, and I'm pretty sure I saw this on Twitter. So it's obviously in 140 characters, but I'm pretty sure that this might be one of the last uses of the set. They might figure out a different way to do it. I'm sure if you have these guys pictured with no jersey, or if you Photoshop even out the college, I'm not exactly sure if they're willing to go that route. If you're just willing to go the old, I remember old, like, I forget what they were called. I don't think it was Press Pass. It was something else. It was like Classic or something. You'd see these random, like, photoshopped where the whole jersey was like blue or something. The guy goes to Duke and he's shooting a layup and his whole jersey is blue. So, they might try something like that. You never know. Or if you could get like headshots of these guys with no hat on or something. That would work too, I guess. I'm not 100% sure how those things work, but it's an interesting set. Has some guys in there that, you know, you never know, might end up making a big impact in the hobby, might end up making a big impact in baseball. If you go back through the other sets, I know Buster Posey has a really key card. So does Madison Bumgarner. This is just off the guys I know. And I know Aroldis Chapman was featured in last year's 2009 set, and I think it was his first certified autograph card. And so that's kind of, you know, kind of revered as his one of his best autograph rookie cards. So that's kind of interesting. Interesting set. Good for baseball prospectors for sure, although there's a mix of veterans in there, although you'll want to check the checklist and things like that before you go full bore on this set. Well, after we come back, kind of a unmentioned, at least on our fan forum, but we're going to be talking about 2010 Topps update and highlights baseball, where it kind of talks about, or not talks about, but it shows players in their new uniforms, guys that got traded. Obviously, there's more Steven Strasburg stuff in there, and there's some All-Star Game stuff in there, so from last year's All-Star Game. So it's kind of interesting to see the use of those in a basically a whole line of subsets. So we'll talk about more baseball coming up after this.
A weak man mighty, make a mighty man fall. Will fill your heart and hands, or leave you with nothing at all. It's the eyes for the blind, the legs for the lame. It is love for hate and pride for shame. That's the power of the gospel. That's the power of the gospel. That's the power of the mighty power. That's the power of the gospel, yeah. That's the power of.
And we are back. Time to talk some Tops Update Series baseball. Updates and highlights baseball, to be, I guess, a little more correct, but mainly known by 2010 Topps Update Baseball. In the Hobby Box version, so obviously there's going to be retail versions of this as well, but in the Hobby Box version, there's one autograph or relic card per Hobby Box, and there's one autographed and two relic cards per Jumbo Box. And this set is set to release October 22nd, so here in a couple days. So pretty interesting set. You've got a base set of 330 cards, mainly comprised of players that were traded or moved teams, switch uniforms, some new photography here, although you will see like Albert Pujols, who obviously didn't get traded, and Ryan Howard and Derek Jeter. Steven Strasburg is featured in various parts in the set. You also have like award winners and things like that that are thrown in here. You have dual cards. I see Phil Hughes and David Price, who's been pitching really well. I know people pay a lot of money for Steven Strasburg cards, but I know David Price had a really nice season last year. So you see a mix of those cards in here. Silk Collection, I know this is an insert that kind of, I think it's in Heritage maybe. I definitely know that it's in a version of it in Topps Annual and Ginter. So you have Silk Collection in here. Looks like 100 cards highlighted by Roy Halladay is in here. Carlos Santana, rookie we've talked about on the show. Mike Stanton had a really nice season and a really nice, looks like a really fine young player. I think a lot of people, he was already on a lot of people's radar, but he's in the Silk Collection along with Steven Strasburg, along with obviously about 90 other guys. Those are only found in hobby boxes. Those are sealed numbered out of 50. You tend to see pretty nice prices on those as time goes on. Cards your mom threw out continue in this set, although slightly less of them I see here, maybe only about 45, 50 of them. Those are still 1 and 3 packs. There's some multiplayer versions. I see an A-Rod, Nomar Garciaparra, and Derek Jeter card in here, which when they all played shortstop was kind of an interest. I remember they were like the three hottest guys in baseball at one time. And you recognize Legendary Lineage, and there's kind of some Peak Performance that makes its return in here. There's some autographs in here. I guess these are a lot of the autographs you get probably are the Peak Performance ones, since I don't see a serial number or kind of an insertion ratio here. I see Pablo Sandoval in here, who still has some time to make some noise later in the postseason. Andrew McCutchen, Vernon Wells is in here, Matt Cain, another giant. I see a handful of guys I don't really recognize, Kevin Gregg, Tim Wood. I'm not 100% sure. Those guys I see, Ubaldo Jimenez. So there's some nice autographs, David Wright, Prince Fielder, Ryan Howard. There's a nice string of them right there. So some guys you definitely recognize in there. There's Peak Performance rookie autograph. So kind of basically the same card, but highlighting some of the rookies like Mike Stanton, Jason Hayward, Steven Strasburg, Ike Davis, Starlin Castro, Ian Desmond, handful of other guys. Jose Tabata, who I don't think his cards were worth a whole lot of money, but he's a decent player. Someone you might more affordably be able to pick up. Buster Posey's in there. So a nice mix of Tyler Colvin, another guy I recognize. Some rookies in there. We have a Turkey Red insert in here. I guess they did away. I haven't seen any checklist for a full set on that, so I guess Turkey Red is gone, and now it's just a little insert set. Those are 1 in 4 hobby packs, or 1 per jumbo pack. There's rookie patch cards. There's only 3 of them, Hayward, Strasburg, and Castro. So they are fairly tight. You got Topps Attacks in here. So if you're still looking to try to beat people online, those are the code cards, or maybe even stack some more up. Ichiro and Matt Cain and some other guys that I'm guessing they've already had Topps Attack cards, but maybe these are a little bit different. There are Bat Barrel cards in here, and don't be fooled, although I think it says it right on the front of the card. These are manufactured Bat Barrel cards. So we'll see if there's any kind of value on these. I think they're numbered out of 99, and then you have a pink Bat Barrel and a black barrel parallel. Black's out of 25, and the pinks are 1 of 1. It looks like it has their name engraved in there. It'd be kind of cool if they actually autographed it. And, you know, a manufactured bat with an autograph is, I think, a pretty cool card, but just a piece of wood with, I have a picture of Ryan Braun on here. I'm guessing that's somewhat collectible, but, you know, considering how it's 175 cards, it would have been nice to maybe get a couple autograph parallels in there, maybe next time. There are cut signature cards in here, if you're fortunate enough. Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth seem to be cut signatures in every product. Roger Maris is in there, Walter Johnson, kind of the same old names. Maybe the highlight of Topps updates and highlights might be these All-Star cards. They have these All-Star relic cards from, I guess it's the 2010 All-Star game. I think I said maybe earlier in the podcast that they were from the 2009, but I think these are actually from this year's All-Star game. So you have various relics, not necessarily game-used jerseys. Some of them might be like warm-up jerseys or batting practice stuff, but it's still pretty cool. There's a mix of autographs in here of some of the guys that made the team, and then you have jumbo patches, so a little bit larger jerseys, and then you have jumbo autograph patches. So I see Albert Pujols in there. I can imagine that card is going to be very popular. Those are only serial number out of 6. Those are hobby only. A lot of the All-Star stuff is hobby only, especially the autographs. There's triple relics, dual relics. So those are kind of interesting. If you're a fan of like All-Star games, or if you want maybe, you know, like if you're a big fan of Ryan Howard and you want a piece of his All-Star memorabilia, this set is kind of interesting. I like that they kind of tagged all the cards. You know what you're going to get there. So that's kind of interesting. There's going to be collector sketch cards in here. I'm guessing these are from Top Series 1 and maybe 2. I'm not exactly sure if Series 2 had them, but I know Series 1 had those little sketch cards, or maybe it was Series 2. I'm not 100% sure, but you could draw your own card on there. And I'm guessing those are going to be the collector sketch cards. They haven't been announced. We'll find out on Friday. There's a Hall of Fame buyback. I seem to know a little bit of information about those, but I have to be announced here. I can't recall what those are going to be, but I think those are going to be some interesting cards as well. So two little surprises there that we'll have to wait for until the set actually releases to find out. You've got Mickey Mantle reprints. You got Chrome Refractor box loaders. These were kind of added a little bit later. You've got 70 cards in here, one per hobby box and one per jumbo box. So it's a Chrome Refractor rookie box loader. So that's kind of neat. A little value added there, I guess. The next set that I didn't see added kind of later in the run was Value Box manufactured patch cards. So I guess the Value Box might be the little boxes you get. I think my brother picked up some At Toys R Us one time, or a Target, where you get like 72 cards in there. It's kind of like called the retail jumbo box. Maybe that's the value box. I'm not 100% sure. But those look like they have a special group of manufactured patch cards. Looks like there's about 50 of them. I see Albert Pujols, Derek Jeter, Yogi Berra. Obviously, those are manufactured, but it does kind of depend on who's in front. And if you do buy this by the retail, there are Walmart and Target exclusives, and it looks like it continues on in the set because I have 31 through 45, and Babe Ruth is in both of them, but you'll find some players that I think are only in one set or the other, at least from what I see here. They may have been released earlier. Like I see Ryan Braun as a Target exclusive, but I don't see him in Walmart. So those are the kind of things you might want to keep an eye on if you're looking for players. So that's pretty much the whole set. We ran down the whole set there. Hopefully I didn't bore you too much, but it is an interesting baseball set coming out on October 22nd. It kind of ties up the rest of the season. And I guess if you're collecting, I know they come out with factory sets and things like that, but I guess if you're collecting sets and things like that, and you have Topps Series 1 and you have Topps Series 2, or if you have like Topps Chrome and things like that, this is another set that you could probably put together fairly easily. I put that in quotes because I don't think any kind of set is easy, but definitely the 330 base cards, you could probably pick those all up at once for a fairly affordable price. But if you wanted to do like a master set, I don't know if that includes like Silk Collection and some of the lower serial numbered cards and things like that, but it would be a little bit harder to do. So that wraps up Topps Update Baseball. We got Steven Strasburg in here. There's also a million card gold autograph, so I guess you can get a redemption card, I'm guessing, where you can possibly get one of his gold autograph cards. So, you know, Steven Strasburg cards are definitely selling. I saw like a one-of-one triple thread sell for an autograph with some relics on it and stuff, sell for $400 or $500, somewhere in that range. So people are still paying a lot of money for them. And I guess, you know, I think Josh Johnson had elbow surgery as well, similar elbow surgery. And there's been other pitchers. Typically, it's tough to come back as a starter. And I always thought he actually would make a extremely good closer or kind of middle relief guy, but that would really put a dent in his collectability because closers and relief men, although they play long, they typically play in more games than a starter does, their cards aren't always as collectible. Although someone like Mariano Rivera and things like that, if he had autographed rookies available, I'm sure they'd be selling for a very large amount of money. So along with other relievers and things like that, Brian Wilson is the guy that comes to mind. I don't think he has any like super hot cards on the market, but he's the Giants closer that has the, I guess they said it's the most fake looking real beard in America, because it definitely does look like he paints that thing on. So but you know, we'll see what happens with Steven Strasburg. We'll see if he comes. I think it honestly is still up in the air if he comes back as a starter, if he comes back in the bullpen, because, you know, if you're paying a guy that much money, I'd rather have him around at least a little bit than not at all. And maybe they'll find that the bullpen is really the spot for him. We'll see. That's just my, those are my random theories. I haven't really heard that from anybody. I just think that's probably where he'll end up, like Kerry Wood and many other guys that have had that surgery in the past. Well, that set is in the past, and on the future docket here is going to be Panini certified hockey. I'm going to go do a little bit of research, see if there's any like super hot NHL rookies or some guys kind of catching fire and things like that, to see if this is a set where, you know, obviously if you're a hardcore collector, you don't need me telling you about certified hockey. But if you're like me, you know nothing about hockey, hey, maybe there's some guys selling for a couple $100, and you know, an $80 or $90 gamble on a box might not be a bad idea. So we'll figure that out, and we'll have all that for you coming up after this.
I never thought through love with me, making one as lovely.
time to talk some hockey. Panini Certified Hockey came out October 20th or thereabouts. In a hobby box, you get 10 packs per box and 5 cards per pack, and it's an 8-box case, so it's somewhat a concise case. You get one autograph card, 2 memorabilia cards, you get another autograph or memorabilia card, you also get a mirror red parallel, and 4 additional parallel or inserts per box. The hobby pack SRP is $10 per, I almost said 100, is $10 per pack. 10 times 10 is 100, although I've seen boxes sell slightly lower than that, maybe 20%, 25% lower than $100, although $75 is too low. I think these are selling that $80, $90 range, not quite 100, although you never know. It's early in the hockey season, and it's still very early for this product. And sometimes as time goes on, obviously, as it gets opened up, you see less and less of it. But there are some very nice cards in here. Fabrica, the games are kind of nice. You get these, they almost look like absolute memorabilia cards. So it spells out NHL. So there's quite a large checklist there. There's some very nice rookies in here. I guess the number one pick was Taylor Hall. And it looks like he has a jersey autograph in here. People are trying to get quite a bit of money. It looks like over $200 for him. None have really sold yet, at least from what I'm looking at. A Tyler Bozak autographed jumbo jersey out of 5 sold for $99 on a Best Buy. A Jordan Eberle autographed rookie out of $499 sold for $90. So I'm guessing he's a top pick, or people are expecting a lot out of him. That was a best offer. So that's a pretty good price. Here's a Marion Gaborik 4 of 5, so it's a mirror emerald, and I think it has a piece of a patch jersey on there. That sold for $90, so I don't even know if he's a rookie. He looks like he's a veteran player. And I see boxes. They're definitely selling in that, like, plus shipping, with shipping including, $85, $90 range. Right in there, you should be able to find a box right in there. Carter Hutton is a rookie. One of his 1 of 1 autographs sold for $50. So he's on here on some of the top early sales. A Erik Karlsson emerald, mirror emerald with like a piece of his jersey, it looks like, on there. Serial number 1 of 5, sold for $47. One of the guys that was on the sell sheets, PK Subban, I think, he's a rookie. One of his signatures, it's actually a redemption out of $8.99, sold for $47. So people are paying pretty good money for PK. And that's about it, you know, in terms of the huge hits, in terms of, you know, $40, $50 hit. I consider a $40, $50 hit a pretty nice hit. Anything above that is even bigger. But there hasn't been any huge sales, at least from what I'm looking at here, right in the beginning. So we'll see what happens with Panini Certified Hockey. But it's a nice way to open up the beginning of the season. These big men on campus, people look like they're paying decent money for those. Those are a little bit larger pieces of jerseys. There's a Mass Marvels checklist that have that features like just the goalies and stuff. So there's some recognizable names in there. Ryan Miller is the guy that I know because he was the Olympic goalie, but there's 25 of them in here, and I'm sure your favorite team is probably in there. There's some Legends autographs in here that are actually pretty cool too. Ray Bourque, Mark Messier, Steve Yzerman, Patrick Waugh, and Bobby Hull, Gordie Howe. So there's some, I think those are on card too. Those look pretty nice. Those are pretty nice looking cards actually. So if you're a fan of like some of the older hockey guys, those are guys are in here. This set looks like to me, just from just kind of glancing at it, to me, it does have a decent amount of like veteran hockey guys in there. So guys that have been in the league already, so you know it's not a full like full-on rookie heavy as we see oftentimes in like football and basketball. They tend to be very rookie heavy. I seem to recognize some more veteran players on this checklist. I even see like Eric Lindros in here. These are guys that I remember when their rookie cards were out. Sidney Crosby obviously is featured in a set like this. So it's a balanced set, I would say, definitely. And you definitely see there's freshman signatures and there's freshman fabric signatures. Those are all part of the base set. So there's only a very select few people in that kind of, you know, only getting a certain autographs and some of them have autographs and fabric, and some of them don't have any of it at all. So it's kind of a mixture, whoever they could get to sign. But interesting set, Panini certified hockey. There you go, hockey collectors. We do talk about hockey from time to time, and we'll definitely be doing as much as we can this year. I think Score hockey as well. If $10 per pack, or it's more like $7 or $8 per pack, is a little too much for you, and definitely would be too much for me. Score hockey comes out, and that's like I'm guessing that's probably the same price point, like $1 per pack, and you probably get various amounts of inserts and stuff like that in there. That also came out this week, and if we have time, we'll talk about that on a future show as well. But I wanted to talk about certified hockey kicking off the NHL season. Lots more stuff to come for hockey as well. Well, that about wraps it up for this segment. When we come back after this very short break, we'll be kicking it to our coin toss segment, where we have some of our fan forum members chime in on a couple questions. Well, we have the coin toss segment returns, and it comes back right after this.
Comes down to the old toss of the coin as we start this overtime.
Call it plays in the air. Heads, call. He said heads, it is a tails.
Oh, he said tails. He said tails. Bettis is out there yelling at him. He said, I called tails.
Oh, he did call tails.
Oh, that's exactly what Bettis is telling him.
Oh, my gosh.
That's unbelievable.
And we are back. Time for the coin toss segment. But very quickly, I wanted to give a heads up to our listeners on the East Coast, especially in New York, more specifically Garden City, New York. Bart Starr and Ryan Sandberg are going to be signing at the Steiner Sports Store at the Roosevelt Field Mall in Garden City, New York. On November 13th, Bart Starr will be there from 11 to 12:30, and Ryan Sandberg is going to be at the Roosevelt Field Mall November 20th from 12 to 1:30. Just wanted to shout that out as requested from our fan forum members. I'll try to definitely in 2011, I'll do a better job of coming up with the private autograph signings and show schedules and things like that. I think around the holidays it is sometimes kind of tough to get athletes. You know, they're spending time with family and things like that, although they may need money for gifts too. So they might be willing to sign in November and things like that. And we see Ryan Sandberg and Bart Starr. If you're in the New York area and you're fans of those players, you might want to check that out. Well, what we're going to check out right now is the coin toss. And our questions today are Colt McCoy versus Jimmy Clausen. Pure toss up right there. Which one do you have more faith in? Which one would you rather have on your team? Next question. Someone just gave you $1,000 to spend on one of the following. Either $1,000 for a case, one case of cards, or you get $1,000 for one single card, something like a Michael Jordan rookie card or a LeBron James autograph rookie, something like that, a Walter Payton autograph or a vintage Mickey Mantle card. So you either get one card or you get one case. And just for buying single cards, nothing else, not for buying clothes or like buying a car or anything like that, just single cards, not even boxes and cases. eBay versus checkoutmycards.com. Wanted to see what people had to say there. And our last coin toss question is, we're just comparing Topps Chrome versus Topps Finest, and I'll let our listeners decide how you compare those two. Steel second comes right in, first response. And by the way, the prize today is going to be two packs of 2007 Bowman baseball. I think I have two more left over there, so I'm just going to give the last two away. So we'll random off to somebody here. I'm not exactly sure who we'll give them to, but on the line is two packs of 2007 Bowman football, possible Adrian Peterson rookie and Megatron rookie, among others in there. Steel second comes in. He says he'll take Colt McCoy. He said he just picked up one of his rookies. And he says, firstly, thank you. I just couldn't spend, he says, thank you for the $1,000, I guess. He couldn't spend $1,000 on a few inches of cardboard, so he'd have to go for the case, although I would buy 10 cards at $100 for less risk. I would agree. Sometimes spreading your money around, definitely diversifying. He will take checkoutmycards.com. I won't get stuffed with shipping check out my cards has a good shipping policy. And he says he'll take Chrome over Finest. He's not really sure why. And he's looking forward to the next show. Well, it should be up here in the next probably a couple hours after I'm done with this. Packer Fan Zero comes in, or Packer Fan O, not sure. Okay, he said he'll take Colt McCoy, and he said second, he's going to take the single card of some sorts, like a Mickey Mantle card. He said third, he'll take eBay, only if it's a top-rated seller. I like that little icon they've given top-rated sellers on eBay. I think that's a good idea. I don't know if you can narrow down your search. Maybe you can narrow down your search, but I'd like to be able to search for things with maybe like 3,000 items or like 1,000 items and only look for top-rated sellers. You might be able to do that. I'm not 100% sure. Last, he'll take Topps Chrome by the pack and Finest by the box. So that's interesting. Wolfpack for Life comes in here and says, great shows, brother. Keep them coming. So that's what we'll be doing. Thanks a lot, Wolfpack for Life, chiming in there. San Jose Fuji says he loves the coin flip. So we're flipping some coins here. And he'll take Clausen. Isn't the next Montana, but McCoy will be the next Tim Couch. So, you know, basically, I'm guessing San Jose Fuji is not taking either of them there, although Tim Couch was really horrible, although the Browns were really bad at the time as well, although they haven't gotten, well, they've gotten better, but maybe not quite that. They've gotten maybe slightly better at protecting the quarterback. That was really their problem back in those days. Number two, he'd spend $1,000 on a case. It's more entertaining. However, if you were investing the money, I'd go with a single card. Luckily, I'm not in this hobby for money anymore, and that's probably a good idea. Really, it's tough to make money in the hobby, so sometimes it's better just to enjoy the cards. And if you make a little money, it's kind of a bonus. Number three, he says he spends more money at checkout, more cards, mainly because the shipping is cheaper. And Finest, he says both have refractors, but there's nothing finer than a 90s Finest refractor. I still pick them up from time to time. Yeah, the 90s refractors, sometimes they didn't even say refractor on them. You did have to hold them up to the light and see if they were a refractor or not. So and I remember they had like the no protector refractors and the protector one. So Finest has done a lot of different things over the years. The Ranter comes in and he says, I'm with Mel Kiper and his corrupt agency of friends on this one. I think they'll have similar career, but Clausen's will be better. This one is the toss-up. Oh, okay. That's right. There is a domination here. I don't remember if I wrote these out and if I remember if there was a domination on this one. I'll have to go back. I'll have to think about it as we're going through the rest of these. Ranter on the second question, he said, I would take the case every time. I can sell some of the boxes or packs and open the rest. I don't know why, but I'm not much in for single expensive cards. That's kind of an interesting thought. I didn't think that, yeah, you could open the case maybe and like get the case hit in the first box and maybe sell the rest of the boxes or do really well on the case and sell some things. So I didn't think about that. He says he doesn't even know what Check Out My Cards is. And eBay gets my business. This one is no contest. So that's, I think Check Out My Cards. People say the shipping is cheaper. That's probably true. If you're like in the market, if you're like me and you only want to buy one card, I'm guessing the shipping is more of a toss-up. But if you're buying like, say, 20, 30, 40 cards at once from like four different sellers, then definitely the shipping would probably be cheaper on checkoutmycards.com. Check it out, you know. I don't use it. I don't collect cards enough to use it, but I've heard enough just on this segment and through other collectors that it definitely is a good place to buy cards, single cards especially. And he says, I love Topps Chrome so much, so he'll choose that. Topps Kid comes in here. He says, look forward to the next show being uploaded. And there's lots of good stuff coming out, so I'll have plenty of talk about. Hopefully, we definitely have plenty to talk about. Hopefully, it actually comes out entertaining. Coin Toss, he's taken McCoy Clausen is equal to Couch / Rick Meyer, so he'll take a pass on that one. So people, not too many people have confidence in McCoy or Clausen. He'll say $1,000 case or card. He says, that's a good question. As much fun as it would be to break a case or two, I'd like to spend $1,000 on one card. If I'm going to spend that much money on cardboard, it's going to be for an investment, and the odds are in my favor if I spend $1,000 on some vintage card. Newer cardboard is too much of a risk, and I would agree for the most part there. If you are doing it for an investment, that goes up kind of slowly over time. It's like one of those safe like investments that usually financial advisors you know, refer you to when you're like in your 60s and 70s, when you really probably shouldn't be, although it depends on who you ask. You probably shouldn't be gambling your money too much at that age. You want it to try to last because you never know how much longer you have to live. So you want it to last as long as possible. So sometimes the safer investments are better, and vintage cards are like that insurance annuity that your insurance agent always tries to get you to buy. It's like that risk-free, in air quotes, investment. eBay versus Checkout My Cards, he says he uses both, and I find that each have their own advantage. In the long run, Checkout My Cards is good for buying larger quantities, but eBay is better for a card or two. And I think, yeah, that's probably true. I think eBay is more specialized. If you're looking for that one-of-one card, I think it typically goes to eBay instead of going to Checkout My Cards. I think there's a processing time, and then you'd have to put it up, and then you'd have to hope somebody would buy it. Whereas eBay, you pull the card, you scan it, you put it on, and within a day, within 24 hours, you could have it sold. So there's some ease of use that that differentiate each site. So definitely some good points there. Chrome versus Finest, he says he's not a big fan of either. But he says, I do like Tops, base Tops, and Chrome sometimes give you variations of a photo of a player's card. Not to mention, they include rookies that aren't in the base set. So he says, Chrome. Mini Grover comes in here. Colt McCoy says, the rookie. He says, $1,000 for one case of cards because you have a better chance of pulling something good. eBay, because I've got some good NBA patches for a good price, and I would agree that eBay, sometimes if you're looking for a deal, that eBay probably does have an advantage because you might be able to find that auction that ends at a weird time or ends on the wrong day or just didn't put enough keywords or he misspelt something in the title. Those kind of things happen a lot more on eBay, and you might be able to, and there's obviously a lot larger quantity of things, not just cards on there, so the competition for money is spread out a little thinner on eBay. Sometimes you find some good deals on there. And he continues, Mini Grover continues and says, Topps Chrome because they are different, and he can't wait for the show. Thanks for chiming in there. Next one is Stadium Club Collector, and he says he'll take Clawson. He says, $1,000. I can see the benefits of both a case or a single card, but I probably would go with the case just for the excitement and possibility of a big hit. I could go old school and buy an unopened box of Topps basketball from 1980-81 and hope to get one or more Bird Magic or Dr. J card. That would be really fun. I would love to open up, like, if it was legitimately unsearched, like a vintage box, although $1,000, you might have to spend more than that on some of those kind of things. And he continues, eBay just because I've used it more, and he says Topps Chrome, but not by much. And hold on, I'm going to our next page. Luckily, my site works pretty quick today. Pander69 comes in. He says, I'm taking Clawson because I'm an Irish fan, even in these tough times. I notice kind of a random Notre Dame fact here. I noticed they put their games on Hulu, so I thought that was pretty cool. If you were a Notre Dame fan, I think they put the full game on Hulu, like on Monday or Tuesday following the game. So if you didn't, I mean, even if you caught the score, I would watch Bengal replays. If they put them on Hulu, I'd watch the whole game, even if I knew the score and stuff. Last weekend, I had a birthday party to go to. I missed the second half of the game, so I'd love to be able to watch that. So that's for you Irish fans, Hulu.com, if you want to catch a replay of any of the Irish games. I'm pretty sure it looks like they're putting them up online, the full game. So that's really, really cool. I hope other teams and leagues follow in that direction at some point and not charge anything for it. $1,000 is a tough one, but I would have to go with the cases, as Pander69 continuing. I always get off on these little random thoughts, so hopefully I make it clear when our listeners are chiming in here. Pander continues. He says, $1,000 is a tough one, but I would have to go with the case just for the fun of busting it. I got to agree there, too. I mean, I don't know. I agree with the investment part, but if I had if someone just gave me $1,000 was like, you got to spend it on this, I'd probably go with whatever was going to be the most fun and whatever the most gamble was. And I think going with the case would be gambling probably the most. eBay, looked at check out my cards, but never have bought there. And that's about it. Chrome to open. And he says, but I've always liked finest singles on eBay. 82 Redbirds comes in here. He's approaching that 500 postmark. That's pretty incredible. I've got to see what avatar pops up next. I'm not exactly sure when they run out. Maybe it's at 500. I'm not sure. Colt McCoy, he says, off-field incidents tarnish Clausen's image, in my opinion. And there's one I can think of, but this show is running long, so I better not get into it. He says he'll take a case just because I've never busted a case before, but a serial-numbered autograph rookie of Albert Pujols would be very tempting. He says, check out my cards. I'm very impressed with their idea and to help save the buyer's shipping costs. So definitely he's taken, looks like, check out my cards. And he's taken Finest. Chrome is just a shiny series 1 and 2 every year. Finest is actually a unique set. That's a good point. Healy comes in. He says he's taken McCoy. I'm partial because he is a Brown. And even so, I've never been sold on Clausen. And though he's always looked overrated. And he comes in, says he'll take the case, he'll take eBay over check out my cards, and he'll take Chrome. Have always liked Chrome, mainly because I like the base tops. And T-Mac-D comes in here. He says, I don't know over Jimmy Clausen and Colt McCoy. I don't know a great deal about American football, so I'll skip that one. So probably a good one to skip. He said he'll take the case, although it would be nice to own a high-dollar card. A case would be much more fun. And you could pull your own $1,000 card out of the case and maybe have a bunch more cards. So that's an interesting point right there. If I'm buying multiple single cards, then check out my cards is the place to look, thanks to great shipping rates. If I'm just looking for one card, then eBay is the place, since they have a lot more to choose from. Topps Chrome versus Topps Finest. He says Topps Refractors, Topps Finest Refractors, beat Chrome Refractors hands down. But the Chrome base set is a lot nicer than the regular Finest set. And that's probably true. Definitely have to go with him on that one. Harry Lemon comes in here. McCoy versus Clausen. Tough one to answer. Clausen was considered more NFL ready than McCoy. Both are pretty dire teams, so it's difficult for them to shine. But I'll go with McCoy. He says $1,000. He is going to go. I will go with a case, because it's more fun to open, but a Jackie Robinson cut autograph would change my mind. I guess if you had like both in front, both of the things that you wanted, like a case of like exquisite or something like that, and you had like the Jackie Robinson cut autograph right there, it might be kind of tough. It would be a good problem to have, but definitely a tough choice. He says for base and inserts, check out my cards wins every time, but autographs for my PC players, it's eBay because of the size of the choices and the supply on eBay. Topps Finest versus Topps Chrome. He says, depends on who's in the set. If none of my personal collection players are in Finest, I will go with Chrome. Chrome's downside is that the Pixers are just a rehash of Series 1, and I think it kind of cons the buyer a little bit. And 82 Redbirds comes in and says, has an example of Chrome and Finest on their little Albert Pujols card, so kind of interesting. Roland Niles comes in here. He says the first one, he'll take Jimmy Clausen. He seems to have a better NFL skill set, although Colt has some intangibles. He says, typically, I would prefer if I got $1,000 to go after a high-profile card that I had never wanted, that never been able to get. So that's pretty interesting. He says, for singles, I go with eBay because I have never used them, never used checkoutmycards.com. Downside to eBay is you must have patience and watch the hidden cost, exactly, with shipping and things like that. I must have been historically, I must be a historically a Chrome guy. Love the cards and a good price. That's true. After seeing Finest getting some this year, I will take Finest. Close contest, though. And Jelly's cards, last one to come in here, and I definitely want to encourage all of you. Jelly's cards actually has, he has a lot of cards that he's selling on eBay and often has nice sales and things like that going on. You can check out his auctions, Jelly's Cards, J-E-L-L-Y-S cards on eBay, and you can find a link to his auctions in the, if you're on our fan forum, you can go to the promote yourself thread, and he often has posts his latest sales and things like that. So you definitely want to check him out. He comes in here, Colt McCoy, just because I like the Browns over the Panthers. He said, I would buy a Michael Jordan Fleer rookie, BGS 8.5. If you buy a case, you have a good chance of not getting your money back on it. And he says he'll take eBay. You can get better deals on cards, and you can buy lots. Check out My Cards Does Not Sell Lots. And that's an excellent point right there. That actually might swing the vote, my vote on that one. Topps Chrome, hands down, it holds its better value. It holds its value better than Topps Finest. So that's an interesting point. I didn't think about eBay. You can definitely buy lots of cards. You can save. And I'm talking about lots. When I'm talking about lots of cards, I'm bought like 40 or 50 from one seller. Obviously, most of you probably buy lots of cards. But getting on eBay, you can find some nice deals on lots of cards. People throw together, you know, full sets. People throw together all kinds of different things. Sometimes it's all of a single player. Sometimes the guy's throwing up his whole collection and things like that. So definitely. Definitely some interesting things there. There wasn't a domination. I totally forgot about that. I can't really think of one. I think everybody made some good points on all of these. I don't think you can go wrong. I think this was our first coin toss segment where you really couldn't go wrong. Obviously, in a coin toss, there are no wrong answers, but you definitely couldn't go wrong either way you choose. And it might be one of those things where what you decide today might be different, a week or two later, depending on what happens with your collection, depending on how your collection needs and desires kind of change over time. You might want the case of cards instead of the single cards. It just kind of depends. But definitely for me, Jimmy Clausen, I don't know. Colt McCoy, I have no idea. I think for me, that question is more going to be answered on who the teams surround them by. Whoever the better GM is and the better coaching staffs and things like that, I'm not 100% sure. I know the Browns have some good coaches. I know the Panthers definitely have good coaches as well. So we'll see if they're able to surround those guys with some guys. I know the Browns have a really, really talented offensive lineman who was drafted really high a few years ago, and he's made like the Pro Bowl every year. He's going to be like, he looks like to me like, I think it's Joe Thomas is his name. To me, it's like you could put him in the Hall of Fame right now. He just seems like that guy that as long as he doesn't get hurt and he plays 12, 13 years in the NFL, he's going to go to 10 Pro Bowls and make a bunch of money and go to the Hall of Fame. He just seems like that kind of offensive line. See, it reminds me of Willie Anderson of the Bengals, a really obscure offensive lineman, but a guy that probably will undoubtedly make the Hall of Fame, I guess. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm guessing Willie Anderson as an offensive lineman was one of the tops for many decades for the Bengals, a bad team. So we'll see what happens. Well, it's tough there. For $1,000 on a case of cards for a single, I'd go for the case. I would just gamble. I'd love to be able to get a single card of some of the ones that I, you know, a vintage card or Walter Payton or, you know, Magic Johnson. I don't think there's a $1,000 Magic Johnson autograph, but something like that, you know, or like a Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson on one card, something like that might be kind of expensive. So I'd probably just go for the case. Why not? You get to open a bunch of packs. I'd probably give them away anyway. So it'd be kind of fun. Check out My Cards. I've never used it. I've checked it out. But I don't even buy cards on eBay, so I don't have any reason to buy cards on Check Out My Card. Although I think my brother bought a Gavin Smith poker autograph on eBay the other day. So sometimes we buy cards, sometimes random things. I think he bought it for like $4 or $5. I am going to buy a Jermaine Gresham autograph, and maybe Who's the other kid that they have? They have this other wide receiver. I can't even remember the Bengals receiver, but I'm definitely going to get a Jermaine Gresham autograph. And we have another young wide receiver that got a concussion in like the second or third week. I'll probably pick up one of his later in the season. So maybe I'll check out my cards right there and set up an account or something. I don't think I have an account with them or anything like that. And Topps Chrome or Topps Finest, man, you got the heck out of me. I don't open any of these products. I don't know too much about them other than I used to make a lot of money on Topps Finest, selling Topps Finest boxes. So Topps Finest mini boxes, to be more specific. So I got to go with Topps Finest since it paid the bills. I never really sold Topps Chrome. Topps Chrome always was affordable and was kind of always at that price point where, yeah, you could make a little bit of money, but it wasn't like a huge like breaking out the mini boxes on Topps Finest was always very profitable because it always had that little box letter pack in there that you could sell for $8 to $10 too. It's a very nice way to make some money on eBay. That about wraps it up for today's show. That wraps it up. We've got nothing else to talk about, although we could go on and on. There's lots more releases. If you check out sportscardradio.com, you'll find the checklist of probably about 98% of everything that came out this year, including pretty much everything that comes out the rest of this year. You can find our product checklist page. That has all of them there. If you also go to the release date calendar, which I just put up last week, definitely people have been checking that out, and I've gotten some good responses on that. Check out the release date calendar. You'll find links to all the checklists from there, but also dates on when it comes out. Obviously, it's all approximate. The stuff gets moved around, but I do try to get in there and update that page two or three times a week to try to keep it fresh and try to keep, because I understand people do budget their money and things like that, and, you know, if a product comes out 3 or 4 days later than you expected, you might have bought something on, 3 or 4 days before that, so and been able to capitalize on something. So I do try to keep that updated, so you might want to check that out. And you might want to check our fan forum out because we're giving away packs of 2010 Absolute Memorabilia Football, and we'll have lots more contests in the coming months. Definitely keep an eye on us in November and December. We'll be rewarding loyal fan forum members and things like that as time goes on, as the holidays roll around. And we're rolling right out of here. Hopefully you all have a good week or weekend. We'll be back again this month. Don't expect two shows this month. We'll be expecting maybe three or four. I'm trying to do these once a week, so hopefully we can continue trying to do that, at least two or three, but we're already there this month, so I'm going to try to squeeze one more out before the end of the month. So we'll be back shortly. Hopefully you all are doing well. Good luck with your collections. We're out of here.